You're listening to Offbeat Music Box. I'm Carol K, and I'm with...
I'm Simone. How are you today?
I'm superb, as usual, man.
Well, it's good to see you. It's been a while, guys, and we are very excited because we have some definite amazing topics to talk about today.
Yeah, today's big question, our topic, is to be or not to be a conscious rapper?
Good question.
Yes, that's a good question. And it kind of blankets over these conscious rappers.
Yeah.
Like, at what point do you kind of...
take that step.
Yeah.
Do you know what I noticed about... when I hear conscious rappers talk, and then I hear like a rapper that maybe is not so conscious, and it's weird to hear both of them speak and the way they speak. Rappers are very intelligent. Even your average hood dude has to put these words together. So I think every rapper, if you're from the streets, has to be somewhat conscious. You've seen so much foul shit. I think all the rappers at some point are conscious or conscious of what they're doing, and it's just up to them. Like, how do you go? How do you know which direction to go in?
I think it's one of those things we touched on before about we make this music, we do what we do because we love it, and we want to reach the masses at some point, you know, but then how to reach the masses, you got to kind of step aside and give up what made you special, you know. I remember saying that in another episode. Can you, just for some of our listeners out there, just give me a quick rundown of what is a conscious rapper?
Well, I would say a conscious rapper is someone that maybe uplifts the community, or they have seen a lot and it's their job to teach through their words, like good and evil, right? Like, if you talk about something negative, you got to talk about what happens if you do that negative thing, whether it be rob that bank, sell those drugs, rob that dude. I think it's your job to talk about the good and the bad, and don't glorify so much negative stuff. And I think to me, a conscious rapper, I'd have to just talk about, like, rappers that I thought were conscious was like KRS-One, when he would rap about just like Egyptians and stuff I didn't know about. I was like, I didn't even know what the hell that was, really. I didn't know why he was doing that. I just thought it was like really smart. Like, he was a professor.
Well, hold on now. What about this Egyptian thing? Explain it to me. You said now you get it.
All right. He had a song of My Philosophy, or it was something that he did with Boogie Down Productions, where he talked about Egyptians were black Israelites, and that they had the Egyptian, you know, the statues, right? And they would shoot off the noses because they resembled black people and the noses. And it was deep. I had to read about what he was talking about. Like, people wanted to hide the fact that the Egyptians were black people for some weird reason.
That's actually very interesting, and I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
But, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, too, because there was, like, before we got into this episode, and I was just listening to, I think it was a Rhapsody song, and I can't remember who was on this joint with her, but there was a line that said, "Walk like an Egyptian, life ain't Pharaoh," and I'm like, that's dope, life ain't Pharaoh. I was like... That's so sick, dude.
We love Rhapsody, man. And she...
But it wasn't Rhapsody who said that, though.
No, it wasn't.
Somebody featured on her joint. I want to say it was Murs.
No, no, the young dude. He had a young voice on there. Can we play just that little piece when we get a chance?
Yeah.
Because I know exactly which one you're talking about. That wasn't her. That was her, like, one of her little friends, her sidekicks on the album.
Yeah. Let's play it. I want to play it right now. Let's do it real quick before we go into our topic. Let's make
it wasn't her, though?
Kickoff. No, it wasn't her.
Hold on. You got me excited about that.
Okay, let me get this.
I know exactly which one you're talking about, though.
All right, here we go. Man, I made a man cry, vibing to be a man, walking like an Egyptian. Life ain't fair, old boy just got chipped and the judge don't care. I take my steak rare, maybe it'll help me bear with all the bloody consequences obvious in this air. And so I guess I got the game. Okay, so that song was called Nonfiction. It was a Rhapsody song featuring Raheem Devon and Ab Soul. So that was Ab Soul's little snippet right there that I was listening to it one day, and I was like, I have to bring this up to Simone. It's, you know, super cool. I like that line. It stood out to me. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, walk like an Egyptian. Life
he kills
Pharaoh.
It on that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Ab Soul.
Now,
man,
you wanted to go back right quick to play the...
that KRS one. It's called... I think it's called My Philosophy. Just play that one part about the Egyptians and the nose. And he opened up something I never knew. And I was like 10 years old when I heard this dude.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Yeah, so my brother, read up. Moses was born in Egypt. In this era, black Egyptians weren't right. They enslaved black Israelites. Moses had to be of the black race because he spent 40 years in Pharaoh's place. He passed as the Pharaoh's grandson. So he had to look just like them. Yes, my brothers and sisters, take this here song. Yo, correct the wrong. The information we get today is just whack. But ask yourself, why is that? So that was KRS-One, Why Is That? You got to look that one up. I'm not sure of the album, but that was my history professor when it came to like knowledge and knowledge of self. I was only like maybe 10 years old when that came out, and I had to ask my mom, like, what was he talking about? And because you're not going to hear that type of stuff being talked about in history probably ever. So that's when you got to do your own reading and grab some books, some weird books that you never heard of before. Maybe you got a militant friend. I had a couple. I had like Eddie and Bobby. So, but yeah, look that one up and look up the lyrics. He goes and he has many songs like that. He were talking about Egyptians. That was just one of the many. So I don't know. What you think about that?
I thought it was pretty cool. I never even heard of that song, you know? And, you know, like you said, grab a book or whatever, you know, grab an album. Why don't you grab that album?
Just grab that album, make it easy, right? That's your own audiobook.
Exactly, right? There you go, a little history audiobook.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, though. Like I said, I never heard that joint. I'm going to go back and listen to more of it and see what he refers to and all that good stuff, because I'm kind of already on that, like, you know, that whole crazy history stuff. So digging into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's get into the three, the three folks that we wanted to talk about. And the first one, the first person about that comes to mind with this topic about to be or not to be a conscious rapper, immediately Talib Kweli.
Man.
That man comes to your mind when you talk about conscious rappers.
And he's been holding it down for a long time now, and he's really consistent. Like, I know we were talking about his body of work, and that it still holds up, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we went back and just listened to a few of his songs, and I mean, this guy's albums, like every song, like you said, it's really consistent with him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we've had episodes where we talked about some of them just kind of having this facade or whatnot, and it seems a little out of character. So it kind of seems as if maybe it had something to do with like politics of the industry, maybe. But anyways, like, we went back and listened to a few of his songs that were mainstream.
This mainstream stuff.
Because we know some of his other stuff, and a lot of the hip hop heads will know it too.
Yeah.
And compared it to his mainstream songs that just came out a couple of years ago.
And what did you notice about the pattern? Like, his mainstream stuff, it's still like he doesn't have to get mainstream even with the topics. He could still drop some knowledge.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know how he does it.
If you get the right producer, I think, too. Get the right producer. And I think he's got to kind of, I don't know if he has to just be, because if you're going to be real, like that KRS one, that's just like, it's, I don't know if I wouldn't say it's preachy, but like Talib, he can spit it without making it sound preachy or get you turned off from his whatever, his wisdom.
You know what, it could be it too. Like you said, it could be preachy, or it could be kind of, you know, elusive, or it can kind of, it's how you deliver.
Yeah, it's a how message. You deliver. It's all in the delivery.
And everything is about a message, and it really is depends on, you know, we're all trying to deliver the same message. It depends on the teacher. Not every, even though they're all talking about some informative stuff, and some might even scratch the surface on the same topics.
Yep.
Who do you want to listen to? Is all really
kind of
subjective.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Talib's.
Let's play some of that Talib right quick. Let's play two of his mainstream songs.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get people refreshed with it and see if they remember it. Let's do that.
All right. Just to get by, get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. Who want to be reading for parts. So people get breath and hands present. Penis and larger. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love. To get by, just to get by. Just to get by, just to get by. My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last Beatle drop. This morning, I woke up. Yeah, you pronounce my name, Marley. Any questions? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty. We make the sky crack, feel the fly track. Get your hands up like a hijack, fists in the air for Marley. Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when it's a revolutionary. Marley. They ask me what I'm writing for, I'm writing to show you what we fighting for. Say Talib or Talib. If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. If not, then just let it be like Nina Simone. You probably don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. So that first one we played was the Talib song was called Get By from the album Quality, and that was back in 2002. And then the second one we played was from
his album with High Tech, yes.
Yeah.
And that song was called The Blast.
The Blast.
And that song actually was on the album with High Tech, which came out earlier than the Quality album.
Yeah. I think that was one of the first albums he did after they did the whole group thing.
Now, you made an observation. Like, we thought that song, Get By, was it Get By? Had a little bit of Kanye feel to it.
Correct.
Do you think Kanye produced that?
I'm damn sure he did. I remember at that point in time, he gave beats to Slum Village. He had beats for Dilated Peoples and for this dude, the amazing Talib Kweli. And he was creating an underground buzz where he's giving mainstream Benny Siegel, underground guys. It just didn't matter. I don't think you can get a Kanye beat if you're an underground hip hop dude to this day right now.
Did he do a Benny Siegel stuff? Well, he had to because he was like rolling with The Rock and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Benny Siegel, we'll have to talk about what happened to those guys.
Holy
right? Memphis Bleek and all
Bleak?
Them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyways. We'll talk about him along with No Limit because you asked earlier.
We got to do No Limit. We got to do what?
Oh, my Lord. Anyways, but yeah, those two songs actually were his radio singles. And surprisingly, they're really good songs. And they're stuff that, you know, I think, I don't know why these songs just don't do as well as they should.
Yeah.
You know, especially in today's mainstream. And I think it's kind of up to us as the people who distribute this music to keep that going. So it's not that it won't do good. You know, I'm going to have to quote Steve Jobs and how he said, you know, people don't know what they want until I give it to them.
Wow.
And so it's a powerful quote
that
because
is powerful,
it's very true. You know what I mean? It's like, of course, they're going to take what we get of what they give them. If you're going to give them garbage and that's all they have as options, that's what they're going to have. That's what they'll consume. You know
I think
I mean?
Everything on the radio is like, it's like fast food rather. Everything's being fed to us. It's Wendy's and McDonald's, you know?
Yeah. So I kind of feel like, looking back, you know, like those are some good singles and that's like you can appreciate them playing that on the airwaves, you know what
Definitely.
I mean? But you probably won't
that's
hear
a gourmet
that
meal right there.
Yeah.
Is that type of music. Could you imagine that stuff being played on the radio? I think it would do really well. Maybe not for the young generation, but if we forced them to listen to this, mm-hmm. like we're forced to listen to DJ Mustard and stuff like that, I guarantee you they'll grab a hold of it.
It's not even forcing. I think if we just continued playing
real
good music, real good hip-hop, you know, on these quote-unquote hip-hop stations, you know what I mean? Then we wouldn't have this, like, this scenario where people don't have appreciation for it anymore or have an ear for it because it's not their fault if they've been bred to accept something that,
it is.
You know, that's all they know,
that's
sadly.
True.
But, yeah, I mean, those are really good songs. And then he has a song on his newer album.
Oh man, you really like this one too.
Yeah, right? his newest one that you can't even get.
It's so hard to get this one.
You can only get it on his website, and I wrote it down so I can shout it out. But
okay, good.
Let me look for it real quick. But what's the album called, Simone?
It's called Gravitas, which is a pretty cool name. I had to look it up.
Yeah, I like
there's
that.
So many layers to that definition, and with these songs as well.
Yeah, so let's play a joint from that. This one is actually with another
legend. See if we
legend,
get a grasp.
Another legend.
Oh, that's right.
Raekwon.
Raekwon the Chef.
Oh, yes. This song is called Violation, and it's on this new Talib album.
So crazy, it's Adderall with the padded walls. The more twisted turns in the body, the sooner the baddest broad. This catacore rap is weak. My honor, Mattermore. Your whole style's different than mannequins you see at a store. You mannequins, the Shanti or Kenny. I mean, the Lattimore. No ping pong, and we volleying with the back and forth. Straight King Kong in the trap, we blasting off.
You want Nigerian money, see me in Qatar drunk. Waving the K, I can't fake the funk. Blessed with the belts, flying in the stealths. Jury on the neck, diamonds in the shells. You know I wrestle with pawns, getting my money, we going to automatically in a player, we don't. You can't see us, the new phenoms, I like the Benzions. Split your wig like I got three arms, I need a fiance, at least a Beyonce. I know my vision beyond some other shit, I'm just as needy as moms. Supposed to be on the greenery gone, I'm still the king of the drama. Put the ruler down your throat, eat my Johnson.
Yeah, so that was that Talib and Raekwon called Violations from that new Gravitas album. And again, we only got a chance to sample it, and I know Simone wanted to like own a hard copy, so
yeah,
you know, that's good stuff though. You know,
we're not jacking, we're not trying to jack the artist.
No, man, just support the artist.
Oh, guess what I heard? He did an interview and he was talking about his son who's 17. He said at 17 he wasn't as good as his son is now, but he's still better than his son. He was very competitive though, talking about it, which is interesting.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so we got his son to look out for, which I'm so glad he got the chance to pass the torch, because there's not going to ever be a dude like him, not that I've been hearing lately.
What does his son go by, do you know?
Talib Kweli Jr.
No way.
No. Oh, but dude, we got to talk about this other dude. His name is Tayyip Ali.
Oh, right. You brought him up and you said,
and he's pretty good too. I don't know, but I think he's a big Talib Kweli fan just by his name. Huh. Tayyip Ali. It looks like it's spelled like Talib.
Where'd you find this guy?
I found him. Russell Simmons had a commercial where they have this new thing where they play a bunch of independent artists on this new phone, the new phone that's coming out. And you get to download all these new artists and get to view them firsthand. So that's when I saw him on this commercial. This is long-winded. But I looked up his stuff, and it's all really conscious stuff.
Do we know where he's from? Is he, like, just some guy maybe, like, overseas? In
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know a lot else about him, but he has, a mixtape where you can get it on YouTube. But it's already out there for us.
Oh, and is it something that you can get on, like, DatPiff or something?
You can get on DatPiff, okay. Yeah. And it's pretty good, and it's some of it's a little, I wouldn't necessarily, it's really romantic,
okay,
softer, but his subject matter, he seems like a positive dude for the most part. Yeah.
Well, that's worth taking a listen to, and maybe we should do an episode on that, highlight some people.
Yeah, like those conscious artists, they are out there.
Yeah, conscious artists that are up and coming, that's holding it up for the conscious music fans, right?
That's right.
So yeah, but that's a little Talib. And speaking of Talib, and you mentioned he had his first album was with Mos Def.
Oh, that one was beautiful.
Yeah, so what was the name of that album?
That one was called Black Star, and it was around 98-99. It was one of those albums where it was totally different. Both of them were equally nice on the mic, and they were talking about real conscious stuff right away, right off the bat. You knew that they had a mission. And they had some great subject matter, and I really loved this album. I lost it and bought it again, and it was rare for me to. I was pretty cheap. I wouldn't do that, you know. And I did that, but yeah, I love that album. Love it to this day, and it just changed me forever, I think.
There was a song called Definition.
Yeah.
Definition. I want to play that song because I think people recognize it.
Yeah.
Because I recognized it.
You recognized it?
And I enjoy it. So yeah, let's play it.
All right. Don't heavy regiments, don't believe, hear the evidence. Where Brooklyn? See that? By the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the true yeah, to where the police react. Tell it quality, equality, you tell them what we be at. Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash we trust, cause it's get a fabulous life, look pretty, what a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense, street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense, my presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection, people thinking MC is shorthand for misconception, let me meditate, set it straight, came to the conclusion that most of. So that was Black Star, and the song was called, what was the name of that song again?
Definition?
Yeah, so that song was called Definition by Black Star, Mos Def, Talib, just spitting about New York and about just a little bit of everything. Every song they dissect and talk about just everything from our culture, from the streets, from violence. And they paint a really good picture about what's going on at the time, and they're both from Brooklyn, so.
Both really, really awesome rappers, so go and check them out.
To me, they were like Batman and Batman. There was no Batman and Robin in this at all.
That's true.
They're just equally amazing.
Yeah, it's really hard to get like a two artists to come together that are equal, because a lot of times it's always one that outweighs the other, and you're like, you can already see, you know, the potential that they're gonna split up and the other one's gonna be more successful. But
yeah,
they both had pretty successful
and that's a
careers.
Crazy thing too, is this is the only album that they did together, an entire album, and then from there they're always been cool, they're always on each other's albums, and they just knew they were two. I think they just knew their greatness, and they were like, all right, we did this together, but now let's just go our separate ways, and we'll always come back. And they always talk about coming back, but they're both always busy, and they're both equally nice, and they both had great careers after.
Yeah, maybe they elevate each other, and then they understood that, you know, at that point, they just had to do their own thing. But that's cool. I like that. I like that duo.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I think Mos Def, Talib is a great segue into our next guy. And when you think conscious rapper, this other person pops into my head personally, and it's Common.
Common.
Mr. Common Sense.
Chicago, the Windy City, which Chicago is in, like, it's in turmoil right now. They call it Chi-Rac for a reason. There's shootings. I heard some ridiculous amount, maybe 58 murders in a weird span of time. And I've been to Chicago, and I wasn't in the part that was bad, but I saw this Cabrini Green projects that no longer existed. I've never seen anything like it. It was abandoned. It was rough. I could see why, you know, they have the Vice Lords and the Disciples, and they have an enriched culture and gang history. And then you got Chicago, who's, you got Common, who's bred out of that. And you know, it was weird for Common to be, to come out of Chicago and come out of that place of, with all the gangs and violence, and then have a rapper like that. Like, he was like very militant right away.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be able to elevate, you know, right, through your struggles and still maintain some honesty and some integrity. I think there was an album, what was it? Like Water for Chocolate.
Yeah, great one.
I think that was one of those albums where, you know, he was pretty consistent, I think, up until that, just after that album, which was the album...
Was it B or was it the Finding Forever?
I think it was B.
Yeah.
And then Finding Forever came after that.
Okay.
I always thought he was like pretty lyrical and pretty, you know, like I had a lot of respect for Common. Oh, I still do. I just feel like there was a point in time where he kind of, you know,
decided to go a different direction.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. So I think mainstream might have had a little something to do with that.
That wonderful
movie.
Because
it's like, yeah, To Be or Not to Be a conscious rapper. He is a conscious rapper, but yeah, there was like, his albums to me started getting 50-50, where like some of it was kind of like a little weak, and mm-hmm, then some of it was very like headstrong and very, very, you know, much like Common, like the right, Common you knew and before.
And I think you're right. I think you could kind of hear that he didn't know what direction he wanted to. Like, is he going to stay conscious, or is he going to go the, what is that route where you just kind of, not a sellout, but where you're going in a different direction? What's the wording I'm looking for?
I mean, I guess maybe just collaborate with people to maintain, to be relevant. I don't know.
Or mainstream. If
that's mainstream, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but you can't have a 50-50 album, I don't think. If you're going to go conscious, just do it all the way.
I think so, too. I personally dislike the 50-50 albums.
Me too.
And it's like, it's one of those things, because here I am, you know, listening to an album. I'm into it. I'm feeling really good. And all of a sudden, just like, it drops. And sometimes the way they even weave the songs, mm-hmm, or the lineup of the songs takes you in and out, you know, to, yeah, the point where I feel like I find myself skipping things.
Do you know what I noticed? There's a few albums, and I'm with some of the artists where it'll really grab my attention. It'll be real conscious. And then they'll do three songs in a row about like love. And I think love's a great thing, but you can't do like a bunch of just hard knocking hip hop underground, and then you just three songs about love in a row, and then go back to it later. It just doesn't. Why do rappers do that?
I don't know, but it throws me off, and I dislike it a little bit. It just throws me off. But Common has a new album.
Yeah.
And it's called
Nobody Smiles.
Nobody Smiling. And there is a song on there actually called Nobody Smiling, and that's the Common that you normally
that's
get.
The
he came
one.
Headstrong, and I think he's referring to Chi-Town and all that stuff in that song. And we'll play that for you. But I wanted to mention that one of my favorite Common songs is The Light.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's get into that first, and then we'll play that new joint from.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go from where he was and now where he's at now.
Yeah, because I kind of have a problem with this new album.
I know. So if we go right into that, yeah, people are going to be like, why are we even talking about Common?
Let's play this song real quick from his old album. These two songs from his old album real quick.
To the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. The sex and the tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Not a freak.
Yeah, that's all right. cause you recognize me. Yo, I got to speak. Why you got to act like a nigga all the time? Is a nigga your complexion? Is it all in your mind? What's it called, y'all? It's the question.
So those were two songs from Common that I really like, and I know Simone and I like both songs, but they're from the album Like Water for Chocolate. The first one was called The Light, and that kind of goes back to how, you know, you have hip-hop artists talking about love or whatever, but it wasn't cheesy. Like, it was really cool. Yeah. Like, I think maybe as long as you keep it genuine, you know.
And he's married to Erykah Badu, so it wasn't like he was married to Kim Kardashian or anything, so you kind of
had to go there. Respect. There you do.
You gotta respect him
now
dating a real woman.
But yeah, so, and then the other song was called, of course it was with Mos Def, the song is called The Question. So yeah, that was Common from his earlier
And that just shows what he's capable of, and that he could still make hits without selling out or sounding corny.
This album, I like this song on here called Black Magic.
I don't know if this is a conscious song or this is just a song that is, it's just fun to listen to, I think.
And that's the thing though, you know, I feel like, how can you make a song that's fun to listen to?
Right.
As a conscious rapper, like, I'm not turned off by it. I actually enjoy it.
I enjoy this one, but there is a song on this album that you played for me that I was very turned off by, and not by Common's verse though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's play this Black Magic joint real quick. It's with with this artist. I always say her name wrong, so I'm not even gonna try. But when you hear her, you'll know who it is. That chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to call her New A-Marie because I just...
New A-Marie, man.
Okay, let's play it. The time, cross the burning sands with aggressive rhymes. I'm blessed to rhyme. I invest in time. Like Superman, stick out my chest and shine. I'm...
I am the matter that cannot be seen. I am the conscious, you having your dream. Do not be scared of my dark energy. I am not here, I exist in between. Yeah, that's me, I'm magical. I'm black, I'm strapped with magic, bro. I'm nothing you have had before. I'm everything but nothing more. Black
That is like my favorite song on this album, to keep it real, because I'm entertained by it. You know, I like the beat, and I like, I keep saying her name wrong, dude. Jen, what's her name?
Aiko,
yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. But anyway.
Her name is kind of hard to pronounce, man.
I know, like, I got nerve, right?
But she is dope.
But she is dope. Okay, I really like the song. I'm entertained by it.
Yeah.
Listening to the content, I feel like Common might have been approaching this in a way like, you know, black is beautiful, and it is, and it's just, I think it's his new spin on that. He's like, you know, I'm black, I'm magical. So, and he kind of goes into like real, like literal stuff about being black and being beautiful and being magical as a culture and all this stuff. Right. Like, to me, that's what I get from his lines. Mm-hmm. And then when her verse comes on, which is why I really like it, because I'm a deep thinker and I have these complex ideas. Her lines to me kind of touches more on that magical stuff, that very like a whole different type of magical stuff. I personally really like this song for mostly just her line, and then the beat is pretty killer, and of course Common, you know.
And then when I was thinking about this song, I was thinking about black magic. Are they talking about voodoo? Because most people interpreted black magic in a negative way, but if you really know the culture of the black magic, it actually is used for good. So I think that they get into the dark part of it, because it sounds like a dark song, but that's the undertone. But the real in-depth, like you said, the layer of it is that it's positive. We use it, you know, I'm in your thoughts, I'm in your dreams.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, where it's a positive song, though. You know, if you really listen to it, it's like, oh, they're talking about some...
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
I
don't know. I think it's ambiguous, but at the same time, it's one of those songs, too, when you have collaborations, it's kind of odd, where... Like, we talked about Snoop and his collaboration, or what was it, MERS, was it? Uh-huh. In one of our other episodes, where it could kind of go in alignment with that. It's like, you have this real lyrical person on a song or whatever, and then the other person, their verse is like a whole other thing and doesn't make sense with the song right. at all.
Well, I think he does that on the other song.
Yeah, I'm not saying like this is the case with this particular yeah. song, but like how they are kind of still addressing the same idea.
Yeah.
But the same idea on the surface, but then they're both defining it in their own way, like what black magic means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she took it to a different level and he took it to a different level. But
your song selection, song. Carol, it is very intriguing, man, because I don't know where like when you play some stuff, I know it's gonna be good, but I don't always expect that you would like it, and then when I hear it, I'm like, I see why you like it.
Oh, okay, because I have to explain myself,
because it's always so deep. I'm like, why did you like this song? And then you have to point out like stuff I wouldn't have normally like listened to it like that, because that song might have turned me off. It, like that scary, spooky ass dude in the middle of the song, like, you know, that where he says black magic, like that dude, if you know that dude in there with that robotic scary ass monster voice. But then you listen to the lyrics, and I had to listen to it, and it's the shit.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Now, is every song like this?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
And I know, like, there was a song on there that we talked about that kind of turned us off. Not because Ooh. Common turned us off. I personally, I think it's just the beat's real trendy too.
Mm.
And I'm not a big fan of it because everybody's doing it. That's the problem.
I think it's that trap. Is it good. Trap music? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. The song's called Diamond, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to spit real. I don't know where he's going in this song, but each song he's coming from a different place in a different direction, and you're not going to get the same comment in every song. You're not going to get a Like for Water for Chocolate or some of his earlier stuff on this album per se. You're going to get a couple of what I would call lyrical gems, but then you're going to get it might be like more street. Maybe he's getting more street. I mean, because he is from Chicago and Chicago's going through a lot of rough changes.
Like, well, there are some songs on there where I'm like, what? Like, okay, this song called Diamonds, it's featuring Big Sean.
Okay.
And Big Sean's part just
kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, we'll play that song, and then there was another song too that really threw me off as well, but let's play that Big Sean.
Okay.
Triple 3-0 being on the watch star, better with time. I'm gambling with watches, getting better with time, so I'ma ride this out for long as God allow me. They say time is money, forever is my salary. I shine tomorrow with what I do today. Yo, get this money, put the diamonds on display.
Walk up in the thing and got my campaign poppin', champagne poppin', bad thing poppin', headed to the door and ain't a damn thing knocking. No. Walk up in the thing and everybody with me mobbin', campaign poppin', champagne poppin', hit you with the street sweeper, now you gotta get the moppin'. No. Hey, 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 tryna get it every way, every day, 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 tryna get it every way, every day, hey, hey.
Paper glazers on her neck, glazers on her finger, Gucci purse carrying notes like a singer. Go to the steam room and she carry a steamer, beamer, bin. She got friends in high end, she no trend, she know when, she go in like an investor. Yes sir, never getting gas like a Tesla, ain't about all the extra. Destiny brought her to where niggas bought her a lot of shit. She ain't caught her, bitches taught her to hustle, hustle harder than a nigga.
Okay,
that was
two songs.
Okay,
that was Diamonds featuring Big Sean.
Wow,
I mean,
that's amazing.
Okay, it's like,
shit, man.
I don't know. Why would you? Why? I don't know why.
I'm confused a little bit.
I just am too. It's just like,
I grew up on that dude. Okay, I grew up on Common since 92, man, when he was just called Common Sense, and he did songs that pissed off Ice Cube, and he had beef when he had that song called I Used to Love Her, and he was talking about hip hop, and he was very subliminal in his song, and he made people pissed. Then you get this song and he's making people pissed in a different way.
Yeah.
By his feature.
Yeah, it's just, you know what, maybe it was just bad chemistry or whatever, because, you know, like I said, I think it's just our generation's change and the whole Big Sean thing. It's just, it's for the younger crowd and they love that.
That's
they
what
eat
it
that
is.
Gobble that shit up, you know, but it's like, it's kind of a strange contrast. It's contrasty. Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's a subliminal message.
I think
altogether.
That is. Maybe that's it, because the Common
that's
I knew.
The only way I can accept this song.
The Common I knew would have dissed him. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, he would have shit on this dude.
Thank you.
And he would have never had him even close to the studio to come in to do the song.
Thank you. So that's why I feel like it's a little conflicting, you know? The other one was called Hustle Harder, right?
Mm, yeah, that one's called Hustle Harder.
See, there goes that song. It's just, I don't know about this joint. Like, I'm not so sure about it. I'm not a fan of this
just
type
reading
of
the title, just reading the title, doesn't everybody have a song called Hustle Harder in the first place?
It's just so, like, trendy, and it's just...
That's exactly what it is.
I'm not feeling it at all.
He's a trendsetter, not like a follow-the-trend type of rapper, you know?
Because I know, like, just the overall song, I'm just not a fan of.
The subject matter and the way he was flowing.
Yeah.
His lyrical, his wording was
like... It was weird, huh? It was strange. Like, it didn't feel like coming at all.
It felt like he dumbed it down for somebody.
Kind of felt a little bit, like, influenced. But,
Ooh, yeah.
I mean... Love Common, but damn, I wasn't
I love you,
feeling
Common,
that joint,
man.
Sir.
But
the other song I wanted to point out here was called Seven Deadly Sins. The reason why I wanted to pull this out was there's two songs. There's one song on here where he samples Biggie. It's called Speak My Peace. So I'll play this real quick here so you can have a sample.
Okay.
Feel the ghost, son, notorious. Tell me who the naughtiest. She get live like an audience. I do what I do. No need to state the obvious. Poly with girls with bodies, Poly in hotel lobbies. Light a J, it's just me and Molly. Look at the poster, do what I supposed to for the culture. Early B-boy, down with D-boys, build and destroy. My pride and joy is my daughter, name her boy. Yay, that's my nigga from back in the day. All that whoop-dee-wah-woo, man, fuck what they say. Played a lotto for my grand with a bottle in hand. Lay it down for the world, for Chicago I stand. And... Stay with that thought. Takes us to the fourth. When niggas is lazy, that's what we call sloth. Want you to break them off. Getting money it costs. For you to be a boss, ain't no taking off. Not a myth about the fifth. It only happens when we eat. It's gluttony. This is how it happens on the street. It's a dude that's getting paid in full. Cars and jewels. So it's played as fool. But the way this nigga move, he is never full. And he gon' want your food. Don't overdo it. That's an underrated rule.
Okay, so that was Common. The song was called Seven Deadly Sins, and I think he got a lot of his idea or essence was from the Ten Crack Commandments.
Inspiration.
That song, it was groundbreaking, and I think he just took a little bit of that style and that little bit of his essence, his cadence.
Yeah. He was inspired.
He was inspired, yeah.
I have to say, from my perspective, you know, all this is subjective, y'all.
Right.
Subjective. But when I first heard that song, Those Seven Deadly Sins, I immediately thought I was listening to that Ten Commandments by Biggie. Like, the beat, like, there's this underlying beat that you can hear almost very similar to that Ten Commandments. And then there's that whole tidbit where he's like, this underrated rule, and then like the countdown of the rules, and then just how he goes into,
yeah,
I don't know, just how he blends it. Like, it feels a lot like that song to me.
It's interesting.
Which I really like that song too, by Biggie.
So good job for Common for keeping Biggie alive. Yeah. So that was one of those ones, Common, that we really enjoyed. Like, we're talking to him directly, but if you're a fan of Common, you'll like that song.
Yeah. But the main song on that album was called Nobody's Smiling, and that's the one where he really touches on Chi-Town and all this the grittiness of it, and I think it's a good song for everyone to go out and listen to. You know, we'll play it a little bit. Definitely go listen to that song, that this album. And again, this is all just our opinion. We still think Common is a conscious rapper. I still have a lot of respect for him.
Always.
I still love his
still
music.
Still one of the godfathers of, you know, just rap game.
Just,
I think he's still trying to I think he likes to just do different things.
Maybe he's exploring. That's what it is.
Yeah.
To see what works and what doesn't, how to mesh, and you know, maybe he's going through a transition or something.
Right.
But respects. So this other guy, you brought him up.
So this next rapper, also from Chicago, isn't that crazy? Is Lupe Fiasco. We're gonna get to his first song. This caught my eye. Sometimes if I like a good song, I remember where I'm at. And I was barbecuing, and this song came on, and I looked, and it was a dude on a skateboard, and it was a black dude on a skateboard. And at the time, very rare for a rapper to talk about skateboarding, first of all. And I was like, who in the hell is this? And I looked, and this dude with glasses, and he was dressed kind of like a nerd a little bit, and he was on a skateboard, and he started a whole new trend, I think, that I see a lot now, in his skinny jeans and a certain style. And it was cool to be, to not be a thug, finally. Yeah. It was refreshing. And this dude, Lupe Fiasco, I think brought a whole culture with him and a whole style, and that it was cool to be a skateboarder. This song's amazing. The beat's amazing. It's called Kick Push.
Yep, off his first album, which was called Food and Liquor.
Yeah.
And let's play that joint.
Okay.
Since the first kick flip, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here. So I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
So yeah, I like that joint. It's a feel-good song,
it
you
is.
Know? And it just, it's one of those like cool summer joints too. It's something yeah. that you can always just put on, kick, push, kick,
right?
And coast.
He had a bunch of good songs on here too. He had that song about let's go see Paris and Tokyo, take a trip to New Orleans. Remember that song?
Yeah, actually there's another song on this album called Daydreaming with Jill
man.
Scott. You might recognize it. Let me play it real quick.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream.
I fell asleep amid the flowers. For a couple of hours. On a beautiful day. Daydream. I dream of you amid the flowers. For a couple of hours.
That was Lupe Fiasco and Jill Scott with Daydreaming. And if you listen to Jill Scott, I'm a big fan of Jill Scott. And then Lupe, it just seemed like only right that they got together and made this kind of song. Because he can take you to his own place of relaxation. She can do the same. So when they decided to make a song together, it made me daydream. And it did what it's supposed to do. And I thought it was a good song. And it was a hit.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that puts you in a place. You know, it's like
mm-hmm. You
want to drift somewhere. It makes
right.
you drift.
Kind yeah,
of, you know,
and somewhere positive too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's mellow.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a song, again, that makes you feel a certain kind of way. Conscious music, to me, it always makes me feel empowered, positive, like I could grow. I mean, if you listen to The Roots, which I think we should get into on another, there's an album that I can't even listen to without like getting emotional. So I think with this song, it's relaxing. It takes you to a place, any place you want to go.
You know, what's interesting about those two songs is that they were actually radio hits.
They were.
So it's kind of cool because they had like a different feel to it. And I think at the time, you know, the radio was still, they still weren't afraid to just play, you know, music and what was true to that genre. But again,
yeah.
it could just be that generation difference too. You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to justify it here, but. But yeah, that's what I think is really cool about.
It's refreshing because I do remember that
yeah.
being on the radio and I wish they could go back to that. I know there's nothing we can do about it now, but it just shows you that if that music was on the radio at some point, it could very well go back to being like that again.
Exactly. We talked about him in a pre-discussion about how he's one of the few that can actually stay consistent.
Yes.
Like all the way through, because style wise too, because there is a song that he had out in his album.
So it wasn't Laser, was it Food and Liquor?
The Cool. Yeah, Superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joint, like it's still like, you know, the content was still pretty good, and it was something that was also mainstream, but it was, you know, he still was able to like keep people engaged
mm-hmm.
that were his fans
yeah.
and like didn't lose us just to try to become mainstream or try to stay relevant in the mainstream. So I have a lot of respect
for him. He's been around for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah. Do you want to play that joint or you want to just, I think
sure.
we know what that is. Let's just, I'll play just a snippet.
We'll play a snippet.
Then have no fear, the camera's here and the microphones and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
And you better wear your shades. Spotlights here can burn holes through the stage, down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid, and out through China, nearly Mrs. Airliners.
Lupe Fiasco.
Yes, Superstar. I like that joint. I really like that
yeah.
song. I still like it today.
I like what it's talking about, man. Yeah. You are what you say you are. Yeah. A superstar.
You know what's crazy? 2007, right? It didn't even seem like it's been that long.
Dude, when you said that the year, I kind of just sat here for a minute like, that was 2007.
That was 7 years ago, dude. But anyways, the other song we wanted to play of his is from that Lasers album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Show Goes On. And it's another mainstream joint that's pretty good.
All right. Boy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up. Another feel-good song,
yeah,
right?
Another feel-good one. I like it. It has kind of that superstar feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, there goes that little bit of consistency with him. And another mainstream song.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he kind of has like a formula for what he puts out mainstream-wise. Like, you know, where he can still be informative or at least talk about something genuine and entertain.
It's catchy. I think he's got to be catchy. He's definitely catchy. He's got the right beat. He's got the right dude to do a hook. And he can slip in that conscious thought process that he has and that could uplift us. While at the same time, we can just be blown away by just maybe not even the song, but the music. So we get it. We take one thing from it and your average consumer listener takes another thing from it.
Yeah.
And both people win, you know, especially those money making greedy motherfuckers. Right.
Like, why can't we just have a win-win situation all the time? All
right.
Damn. Like, I mean, you're still going to get your money. Jesus. You know, but whatever. We're not here to talk about that.
Lupe doesn't have to dumb it down. Right. Yeah. I've never heard him having to dumb down a song yet.
Yeah. But
I mean, say that yet.
So, yeah, as of late, I'm not sure if Lupe's working on any new material, but it shows here that his last album was in 2012 and it was the Food and Liquor Part 2.
Oh, OK.
And we should just snag one of the most popular song off of there just to kind of
just to see how consistent he really is.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So here we go. Never let a wound ruin me, but I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid because I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go. But the fear of the unknown, hone another lover's phone, sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home. A lover, not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone. So that song was called Battle Scars.
What'd you think?
I don't think that was a song I really cared for. I mean, I thought it was all right. You know, it didn't grab me like the other two songs did that were mainstream.
I could see that.
I can listen to it, but I don't exactly.
Not as powerful as the others.
Yeah, I have to agree. But it still kind of has that mainstream consistency to it in terms of like the feel. But I mean, I don't know. It just didn't really
grab your attention like the other ones. Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't discount him at all. I mean, the album, he's Lupe. He's pretty dope as it is.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to bring him up because, you know, that was what? Talib, Little Mos Def in there,
yeah,
Common, and Lupe. Conscious rappers, guys.
Plethora of talent.
Yes. That's the reason why we brought up Lupe Fiasco, is that we felt like he did something right to be able to be consistent throughout his albums and to have his mainstream music still remain consistent. Talib did too, but it feels like maybe it was me, but maybe you can agree on this, but maybe he didn't get as much airplay.
Yeah.
Or didn't get as much promotion or push.
Right.
For whatever reason. Maybe his stuff was just too informative or too...
Too informative. Perhaps. And I don't think he wanted to play the game as much.
Yeah, maybe. But there was a reason why he didn't get, you know, I guess he's popular and people know him, but I feel like he didn't get the push and the plays like he should have or that he's deserving of. And I think Lupe, he got spun a lot.
Yeah.
You know, these songs we played are very mainstream and they played them
probably rolling in money
a
too.
Lot. Yeah, during the summer or whenever it came out. I think because it has that mainstream feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But still, he remained consistent and that's why we brought him up. And Common, as much as we love Common, I think, you know, there was some exploring that we just weren't sure about.
Right.
So
I know we were talking about Common and some of the changes he made on this album, but he has a plethora of albums from dating all the way up from 92, I believe, all the way up until now. So you have a bunch of albums to choose from, but there's one album that I really liked, and a song was called "I Used to Love Her," that caused a lot of attention back in the 90s, and I think you'll see why.
So let's play that common, because right. You know, this is why we love this man, is because he makes joint like this.
Classic hit.
Yes, this is a classic song. So this is Common.
I Used to Love Her.
Okay, here we go.
Because we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, Joe, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, to the beat, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, a 1-2, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, a confidence, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop.
We just wanted to play you guys a classic Common joint.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to some good old Common back in the days, and some bomb stuff. Yeah, so that kind of sums up our episode, you know, to be or not to be a conscious rapper. But we'd like to thank our audience for tuning in. You guys have been with us all the way up to episode 5. We want to keep it interesting for you, so we'll stop rambling and play more music, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
But that's what we're here to do, is just to discuss and have thought-provoking conversations and topics. So it's not really, you know, that we're here and we're like the ones that are going to educate you all the time. Like, we want to hear from you, and you should educate us too, so that we can share this knowledge with people. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah.
Until next time, I'm Carol K.
I'm Simone.
Stay offbeat, guys.
Do it.